From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. A bill to require Missouri's tax collection agency to notify affected businesses of changes in tax policy has been signed into law. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon on Monday signed the legislation. Senator Will Cross, a Republican from Lee's Summit who sponsored the bill, says it will end what he calls notification by audit. Business owners have complained that the Department of Revenue sometimes changes its policy on items for which sales tax should be charged, and they aren't aware of the changes until they are audited. The measure will require the department to contact all business owners who could be affected by a change to sales tax law interpretation if a, quote, reasonable person could not expect the modification. Notifications could be via email, mail, or secure electronic communication. Missouri will soon have an income tax exemption for parents of stillborn children. Governor Jay Nixon signed a tax bill into law yesterday that includes the provision for exemptions for stillborn babies. The measure will allow those parents to deduct $1,200 from their taxable income for each stillborn child starting in January. They need a certificate of birth resulting in stillbirth to receive the exemption, which currently is offered to those who can claim a dependent. The measure will also provide incentives for the Department of Revenue to issue tax refunds earlier. The measure ramps back when the agency must issue tax refunds from 90 to 45 days after a return or overpayment claim is filed. After 45 days, the state must pay interest on the money owed. Dozens of bills passed by Missouri lawmakers remain unsigned as the deadline for taking action approaches. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin tells us they include the Sol Ferguson-related bill passed during the 2015 legislative session.
Senate Bill 5 would bar municipal judges from jailing someone for not being able to afford to pay a traffic fine and would reduce the percentage of revenue from traffic fines local governments can use in their budgets. So far, Governor Jay Nixon has not indicated whether he'll sign or veto the bill, but he did say last Friday that he'll likely take action on it sometime this week. Any bill that is not signed or vetoed by July 14th automatically becomes law in Missouri. Other bills awaiting action include requiring child-safe packaging for so-called e-cigarettes and requiring coal-fired plant owners to develop air quality monitoring networks. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Heavy storms swept through the Kansas City area, spawning at least one tornado, but there were no immediate reports of major damage or injuries. The National Weather Service issued tornado warnings for Clay and Jackson counties in Missouri and Johnson, Leavenworth, and Wyandotte counties in neighboring Kansas. The Weather Service says a tornado was located over Liberty, Missouri on Monday evening. A Liberty Police Department dispatcher says crews are assessing damage, but there was no immediate reports of injuries. The Weather Service says a tornado was also reported over Eudora in Douglas County, Kansas. Eudora police said initial reports showed the storms pulled down trees and power lines, but no injuries were reported. Flash flood warnings were also issued for the region after about 3 inches of rainfall. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.